Hello and greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amen. Hope you're all doing well tonight.
Yeah, we hope you're doing well. We are doing fantastic. It's always good to have another day in the Lord. But today was a little bit of an extra special day for us, wasn't it, Sister Amen?
It was.
We had a joyous, joyous meeting, but we'll get to that in a minute. First, we want to talk about some things in the day that we want to edify you with. Sister Amen, you want to go first?
Sure. So I took a walk today. Remember, you had to go to one place,
yep.
And then several blocks away was a grocery store I like to go into because they'll have discount things, and I always get to give a gospel card out or two and have some witnessing. And along the way, I was walking through the town, and I was remembering all the witnessing we'd done in that town.
Yeah.
And so I was sharing with the sisters, sending pictures of witness to an old person there and one over there and some more here, and that was kind of interesting. And I went in the store, found some, the Lord blessed us with some good produce deals and things. And then gave a couple gospel cards out in the store. And then on the way out, there was a woman walking out the door, and I commented how beautiful the weather was and was able to give her a gospel card. She said she just got out of the hospital. And so I said, she said, "I'm not doing so good. I don't know how long I'm going to have." And I said, "Well, there's hope in Christ." And I gave her the gospel card and talked just a little bit about it. She was a little distracted, and I asked her if she needed help to her car, and her husband was driving it up. So that was awesome.
Yeah. And always then, ready to give an answer.
Yeah, and I was thinking about something today. When we were at that Mennonite place, that the Mennonite church that we stood out of.
Yep.
And at one point, a young man walked out the door, and you were preaching to him.
Yeah.
And I made that comment that I said he looked like he was 12, and you said, "No, he's older than that." And I said, "Well, hey, you know, speaking of 12, I said, what was Jesus doing when he was 12?
Yeah.
And I said, look at all the youth today. By 12 years old, they should be like that.
Yeah, and I think of Samuel. Samuel was a young boy raised in the temple.
Yeah.
It was all about the things of God.
Yeah, so I was thinking about that while we were traveling, so I just thought I would share that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Today, a brother was sharing with me that he witnessed to a Salvation Army bell ringer, and he said it didn't go very well because the guy was defending his man-made religion and didn't want to hear any truth or anything. I find it always interesting whenever you deal with Salvation Army. Sounds like they should have the truth of God, doesn't it? They got a false gospel. They're united to the world. They are united to NFL football. They're united to all the false religions, ecumenicalism. And right on their website, they promote LGBT ways. And it's just so sad that people think, oh, the Salvation Army, it must be of Jesus. And they get these volunteer bell ringers that don't even care about the truth of God.
Right.
They're all about mammon.
Yeah.
And I know people are going to go, well, they help a lot of people. Okay. They help people with physical needs. That's
yep.
Wonderful. But if a person dies after you fed them meals and they go to hell, you haven't really helped them.
No.
And so that's what they do. So that was kind of interesting. He said, yeah, the man wasn't very nice to me after I witnessed the truth to him. So we know that. We've witnessed to a lot of bell ringers, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. I gave a gospel card to a woman today. Yeah. She took it. She thanked me.
Yep.
She was a little bit odd, and I couldn't quite hear her, but then she was talking to somebody else. So she took it, and she stuck it right in her pocket.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. A bell ringer?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't seen any yet. You guys are seeing them. I haven't seen one yet.
Yeah, today.
You go into more stores than
yep,
I do.
I ran into the store today.
You being the Titus II shopper, you go into more stores than I do. Another brother was telling us that it was perfect timing. He got back to his apartment, and there was like a knock at the door, and he opened the door, and there was this woman that was ready to collapse, looking for help. So it was raining. He helped her inside to the apartment and quickly called an ambulance for her. Turned out it was one of his neighbors that has having a food disorder and got really weak, and no one was around, and she was going knocking on doors to try and help her, got disoriented, couldn't make a call with her phone. So he was able to make a phone call, get the ambulance there to help her, and he gave her the gospel. And then the next day, her fiance found them in the parking lot and was asking them, basically not asking them, thanking them for everything that had happened. And it was pretty neat that the brother was ready with a gospel card and he was ready to help a neighbor, and the gospel went out because of it. And what happened, Sister Owen? What did he get back?
Oh, she wrote a note and thanked him.
Yeah. She wrote a handwritten note, thanked him, and said she'd like to hear more about his faith. Now, whether that's just being nice or whether she's truly interested, but the brother did his job. I thought that was a good thing.
Yeah, that is. That's
yeah, he
awesome.
Was he was happy with that. He was in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else, Sister Amen? Anything else on your heart and mind?
Yeah, I was thinking about what a responsibility it is to be an example.
Yeah.
Just being older in the faith and...
Yeah, every Christian should be an example, but I think for older people, it definitely...
Yeah.
It's raised because you're expected to have more experience and have gone through more things.
Yeah, especially if you have younger people with right. you or younger in the faith.
Yeah. Especially when you teach and preach, then people say, you better know what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly, because we're out there on the streets, we're doing it all, on the internet, face-to-face, on the streets, at events, one-on-one.
Yeah, trying to help saints in their life.
Yeah, so we're kind of plowing the hard ground, pushing the way through to maybe help and be an example for those who are coming up behind. And I was thinking about in our old life how when you're in management and... Everybody's looking at you to make the decision and do the right thing, because if you don't do it, it's all going to come down on you and it's going to be really bad. And I was thinking about how in Christ it's even way more important, because souls are on the line, not just millions of dollars.
Amen.
People's souls on the line. And I was thinking Ephesians 5:15, see that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. And circumspectly, I like this, is exactly, accurately, and diligently. So we're going to do that, sisters, all in the Word of God, and walk exactly and directly.
Yeah.
That's what we want to do for those who are watching.
Amen.
That we don't know and who might be following after us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and we see all the hits we get on our website. There's lots of people watching that we don't know about, whether they be mockers, enemies, or seekers. We don't know. Yep. Or brothers and sisters, truly, that just haven't reached out. So we know that there's lots of people who watch our website, so we have to make sure that we're doing things that are glorifying to God, that are biblical, that are good examples, and loving. Even when we have to rebuke and correct, we want to make sure that we do all of that with the right mind, the right mindset of redemption, and I'll talk about that in a minute.
Amen.
Yeah. I think I mentioned at the beginning that we had a joyous day today, a meeting, and I want to talk about it. Our brother and sister and their two young ones came all the way from Calgary, Canada, driving their van, and they made it to Central Missouri, and we got to meet them finally. We've known this young couple for about 3 years, and we got to meet them, and we had got to fellowship, and we cooked out on an open fire. And it was kind of like a biblical setting. It was cold out. We're all bundled up. And it was awesome. Check out the video that's on the Ecclesia Gathering page today. You can go see it, of when they first pulled up and we were all excited to meet them. And there was a lot of love flowing there because we love our brethren. And so, we're really excited. This young couple is going to come down and going to be living in van life and traveling with us all across America, preaching the gospel. So we are, I'm calling us Acts 2 on wheels. We're right there together with them. They're going to be together with us. And you can check out, we added his website. He's got a good website with lots of godly material. They're a very biblical couple. We added their website to our website. We're going to have a picture of them up soon. We didn't have a current picture, so we're going to get a, they're going to get a picture of them soon on our website. And you can go to their testimony. They came out of man-made religion, the heretical Hutterites they came out of. Mm-hmm. And they contacted us when they were still in the Hutterites. So we kind of feel like we were somewhat with them through that whole journey, because they came out of it. And then I'll talk about this in a minute, redemption. Then we weren't united, then we were, then we weren't. And once everything got settled, God did a beautiful work. And so I'll talk about that in a minute. But it was a joyous gathering. What do you think, Sister Amin? Okay, ready? I've had brothers around me, and you have sisters online, but you actually had a sister, this sister, right in person with you. What do you think of that?
Joyous.
Was it surreal?
For what would we say, 3 years?
Yeah, we've known about them for 3 years. They knew about us.
Praying for them, hoping that they press through off and on throughout the years, coming and going and things like this. And here we are today, all together united in the faith. And so, it was pretty surreal.
We have a picture of us up, too. At the top of the edification page, we have a picture of us all.
Yeah. And pretty amazing to see all the brothers together.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, I mean, the brothers, all of them,
not all the brothers
here.
That are local here.
The local brothers together. Yeah, be able to see that and that was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was. They do a daily audio too, and they were talking about how heartwarming it was for everybody to be together, and it was. It was because God's glorified when we do His will and when we love each other. So I was pretty thankful for all of that.
Yeah, and you can see the love of the brethren.
Yeah. Amen. Awesome. Amen. Yeah, so it was joyous. They finally made their long. They did it in 3 days. Long, 3 8-hour long days of driving. They got two little ones, so that was quite a feat, but they all did great. And I wanted to talk about redemption. 1 Corinthians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And before I go back and talk about redemption, the brother did his audio. Him and his wife did the audio on love. They were talking a lot about love, and yeah, true godly saints love God. They love each other. You see it in them. It becomes natural. It pours out. They care for each other. They help each other with needs. They look forward to doing ministry. They edify each other daily. They look at themselves as spiritual family. That's a beautiful thing when you see people that love God and out of the Spirit of God pours out of them love. And as he said in his audio, Jesus said that by this the world will know you're my disciples, your love for each other. So we're pretty blessed to know a few, just like Jesus said, a few people are going to make it. We know a few godly saints that really love, really pour out, are really dedicated to each other. So I just wanted to emphasize that. And we saw that a lot today, and that was really heartwarming to see all of that come together. But I wanted to talk about redemption, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. I want to talk about, first of all, Sister Amon and I being redeemed from worldly wicked lives out of, in her case, man-made religion. In my case, somewhat that, but not so much, just out of the world and my own flesh. And God redeemed us for His purpose. And then all these brothers and sisters we know, a few, they've all come out of the world. They've all come out of man-made religion. They've all lost their families because none of their families are following Christ. They're either worldly or in man-made religion. They've all given up their career aspirations. We have two young brothers that have college degrees. They threw that all in the garbage to serve Christ because they know that that doesn't lead to anywhere. And now they're just laborers and they work and they're looking to do ministry, or they do ministry in the streets. So I wanted to talk about the redemption stories of each individual person's life. Me, Sister Raman, and Brother Zelos and his wife, Sister Cara, that are traveling with us, and then the brothers that we know and other saints we know around the world, they've all had to come out of the world, out of religion, out of their flesh, out of the culture, all because of the blood of Christ. And then when I think about our body story, we had unity for a while, and then it was destroyed by sin. And then God allowed it to all be put back together. And you know what? It's better now than it's far better now than it ever was. And everyone learned a great lesson about what a little bit of leaven does. Everybody learned a lesson about loving the brethren, about giving glory to God. And our body was redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 12:11, we're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives unto death. I can't stop repeating that verse. We're going to be going through the book of Revelation verse by verse. But yeah, I don't know, besides the love that I felt with all the saints today when we met these people finally, but I kept thinking about redemption, that for a while we were all separated, and it was painful, and it was hurtful. And even the youngest brother that we have with us, he was in man-made religion, and he left his mom and his dad and his religion and his job and his career, and now he's united to us. And I can't help but think about redemption, and that what God has done, what God can do, how He can draw people together, how He can knit them together to be one, how they can all love and care for each other. It's truly an amazing thing. Isn't it, Sister Amon? What do you have to say about redemption? What do you think?
Through God, all things are possible.
Amen.
But not through man. Man's the one that messes it all up.
Yep.
The weak link.
Yep.
And through Him, it's all possible, and it is. It's a beautiful thing. It's that one that we're worthy of for Him to redeem us.
Yeah.
We want to walk worthy.
Yeah.
Of our calling.
Yeah, I look at every one of these brothers and sisters that we know, and I think of their redemption story, and I think of what Christ did for them and for me, including my wife, and it just really, I'm amazed at what God can do, and I'm saddened when we go into the world to preach and I see all the people that God could do it for them, and the vast majority reject it, hate it, say they got it and they don't have it. They have it falsely, or they have it false and wrong in man-made religion. And it's quite a burden, but that is also our goal. in the body, we think about redemption a lot. We want to see all these people redeemed and endure. We want to encourage them. We want to hold up their arms. We want to love them. We want to teach them. I want to teach them and train them, give them all the tools they need to be redeemed, because we all know that you must endure to the end. But guess what? When we go out in the street to preach, and these brothers go out to witness, and these sisters go out to witness, we're all about redemption too. Everything we do is about redemption. When you see us show up at a church and we stand out there, we call out their sin and rebuke them, that's about redemption. We want them to come to themselves so they can turn and forsake their sin and find salvation. If we don't do that and we leave them there, like Ezekiel 33, we got blood on our hands. We're not good watchmen on the wall if we don't warn people, are we, Sister Emmett?
No, exactly not.
Yeah. So redemption is on my mind along with the love of the brethren, and I'm so thankful to see what God has done in my life, my house, my brethren, our body that we have, and we are looking forward, all of us are. We all do street ministry every day, witnessing, but we're looking forward traveling with this young couple because we want to go out and see and tell the story, our story, and see if more people can be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah, I love that. That's an awesome thing to think about. And while we're doing that, we get to appreciate two little young souls.
Yep.
And I was thinking about how Brother Tupos is saying we had left everything and lost everybody.
Yeah.
And even grandchildren, some that were very close to us, that were able to pour forth a lot of truth. And so that was a really hard one to lose them. But a sister read this corresponding scripture verse out of Mark 10. I'm going to read it out of Matthew 19.
And you had already picked it out, and then she read it.
Yeah, she did.
But listening. You're going to read it again.
Yeah, I'm going to read the one from Matthew. She read the one from Mark. And everyone that hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold. And shall inherit everlasting life.
Amen. That's a promise.
Yeah, and I was just thinking about losing the grandchildren, but guess what? We got two little ones in the Lord that we can cherish.
We get to pour into. God's blessed us with some young saints, and we know some older ones too. But He's blessed us with some young saints that we're physically close to, and with that comes small children. And that's quite a blessing, and it kind of brings life to you. To see these little ones, they're so precious.
Yeah.
And they're like little blank boards. You can just write the truth of God all over them.
Right. We were talking about that today.
Yeah. And that is a pretty awesome thing. We were really blessed, and it was a joyous day thinking about love, thinking about redemption, and excited about what's going to happen. And we are, like I said, we linked Brother Zello's website on our website right on the front page. Check it out. It says click Brother Zello's website here. Go read their testimony. They have an audio testimony of their journey out of the Hutterites. It's an amazing story. These young people, they're under 30 years old, fought against the Hutterites and those wicked elders, and tried to, for a while, in their ignorance, Brother Zello's would admit it, tried to redeem and help those Hutterites, which is a godly thing to do. And I warned him, they're not going to want to go along with it. And he said, I got to help my people way back then. And but they did not give up. They fought through all of that. And they eventually said, you don't want the truth? We're leaving for the truth. And they left. Glory to God. And he had found our website, and we had communicated for a while, and then eventually found unity. And see, just a beautiful redemption story. Check out his website. He's got a lot of good resources. And they do an audio every day as well. But I'm excited that we're going to have, God worked it out perfectly that the brothers that are here with us are all off work this weekend. So we're going to get like 4 days with the world's holiday, Thanksgiving. We're going to get 4 days all together. We might find an event somewhere to go. We might fly sign somewhere. But we're going to have fellowship. We're going to be out in the street. And then once that is over with, next Monday or Tuesday, Lord willing, if we're still alive and we're still here, we're going to be headed south to our preaching grounds for the winter. Lots of events and millions of people waiting for us down there to go preach the gospel to and to bring redemption.
Right.
So pretty excited about that. Anything else, Sister Emma?
Well, I have a scripture verse.
You have a scripture verse to read?
I have. I wanted to read. Oh, hold on. I lost my note. Here it is. Acts 2. You know where I'm going?
Oh, yeah.
I was just going to read 47, but I might read 46 also. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. And this is where I was thinking. Praising God and having favor with all the people. This. And the Lord added to the church ecclesia daily as should be saved.
Yeah.
Made me think about how God adds to his body where he wants, when he wants.
As he sees fit.
Where he wants. Yeah, yeah. It's all
there
about
no such
him,
thing as
yeah.
a church planter. You don't add anybody right. yourself. You don't sinner's prayer anybody in. You don't altar call anybody into the... Remember in the streets, the lady said, what's wrong with the altar call? There's no altar calls in the Bible. God adds people to the body by the move of the Spirit when they're willing to submit and repent, have faith in Christ. And so, yeah, that's a great point. We just want to be a part of planting the seeds for that to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, as Paul said, one man plants, another man waters. God brings the increase. Yeah. So we just want to be part of the laboring. And he said the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. We just want to go. Yeah. Be the laborers, like it says in the Old Testament. Who will go? We said, Lord, send us.
Yeah, send we'll us, go. Send us. We're going.
We'll go. And now we have another going. Young couple that wants to go.
Right.
And we're going to be going together, so that's pretty awesome. Great verse, Sister Amon. I wanted to read 2 Peter 3, 13 through 14. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for the new heavens and the new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. You know, we're looking for that new city to come. What a glorious thing. Wherefore, beloved, I love that, beloved, that's the beloved brethren, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found in him in peace, without spot, and blameless. We should be found in him without spot, in peace, and blameless. I like
blameless,
that.
Yeah.
That's a good charge. And he gives us everything we need for that. He gives us the word, repentance. He gives us faith. He gives us grace. He gives us the Spirit. All we have to do, we do have to walk it out.
Oh yeah.
We have much to do. Christ did it all perfectly for us by his shed blood, his death, burial, and resurrection. And when we're willing to repent of all sin and people are born from God's Spirit, their desire is holiness and obedience. Yeah, I'm preaching the gospel. And then you walk it out in endurance to the end. That's the gospel we preach. And everybody I know that claims Christ and adheres to that doctrine, you know, that gospel, you know what happened, Sister Amon? They have a cleansed life, a purified life, a holy life, a godly life, an out-of-the-world life.
I know that.
And they love each other. Versus all the people we meet in churchianity, even house church people and Anabaptist-type people that think they're different, they just practice churchianity, and they don't have any of those qualities that the Bible talks about.
Yeah.
And so we strive to be in the apostles' doctrines, the apostles' and disciples' doctrine, and we strive to hold fast to God's word, and we reject any added man-made traditions and any false theology. That's what makes us very different than everybody else around us. Everybody seems to be willing to settle for man-made religion and go, well, we'll just add Jesus on it.
Yeah.
We say Jesus is our everything, and only we put his word to it, and we will not add anything to our Savior, nor will we take away.
Mm-mm.
Amen, Sister Emma?
Yeah, we're warned about that in the Old Testament and the New Testament. I think that's pretty big.
Yeah, and so I always tell the brothers and the sisters, be bold and be strong because you have the truth. You can stand and no one can refute you. We go and stand out these religious places and they cannot refute us. They cannot stop the truth that we have. They cannot tell us we have it wrong because if they could, they would, and they would have a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
And what is it? Because we have the truth, or I have the truth? No. This isn't the two-post show. This is the Word of God that is pure and rightly divided, 2 Timothy 2:15. And that's what we hold to.
We do.
What an exciting thing.
Not
letting
go of it.
Amen, amen. So you ready for everything that's to come, Sister Amon? You have a young wife and a young mother to pour into.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be with us full-time on the road. You have other saints supporting too, but these people are going to be with us full-time on the road. And I have a young brother that has zealous. He's zealous for the faith. They both are. So I have a young brother to go and do ministry with, and I have other brothers that I get to encourage and stuff as well. So we are, as I tell all the brothers and sisters, we are highly favored.
Right.
And we hope that you are seeking the kingdom of God, and you too can be highly favored. You can get the grace of God. But it is not free, as in it will cost you your life to follow him. You can't earn it. So it is given freely by God, but it will cost you surrendering your life. Jesus said, lest you lose your life, you are not going to find it. Are you glad you lost your life, Sister Ellen?
Oh, I hated my old life. Absolutely abhorred it and wanted nothing to do with it, wanted out of it. And now, yeah, I love this new life. And can I read this?
Go ahead.
As I was saying that, I'm going to one of my absolute favorite verses. I absolutely love this. Philippians 3, 7 and 8. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. I love that. It is so true.
Yeah, I got to say this. When the brother was traveling here, he drove through the Missouri hillside and he made the comment, if your homestead was anything like this land, he said, wow, that was amazing. You gave it up. He said, I give you a lot of credit. This place is beautiful, he said.
Oh, it's incredible.
And I told my brother, I said, in fact, I sent him some videos to prove it. I said, our homestead was incredible. It was like a state park. And I said, I really liked it in my flesh. It was beautiful. It was peaceful. It was a place of safety. And then I said, but it's always okay with me because I just realize that it's all dung compared to Christ. And Sister Amon looks at me and says, you know, we have brothers that we never would have met if we didn't leave that homestead and go out and preach. And that makes it all worthwhile. God's glory and the brethren, and when we're all together.
Definitely.
That is all meaningless to me. It is all dung compared to serving Christ. So we hope you think that the things of the world are dung and that you seek after Christ with all that you are. Check out the gospel at our page. Check out my brother Zelos' website. And we are here to help anybody. And we hope you're interested and follow along. We'll be doing audios every day. And we'll be doing street preaching and teaching and our fellowship gatherings. Check out the video that's up at the top of the Ecclesia gathering today about when our saints rolled in. It was kind of special.
Yeah.
Simple and wholesome and a lot of love.
Filled with love.
All right. We're out of here. We love you all. Strive for the kingdom. We're here to help you. May God be praised.